What does it mean to be woke and free?
It means to be woke, educated, and enlightened, and you are unapologetically free to share your opinion while hearing out others, whether they agree with you or not. What does woke and free mean to you?
It means digging down to what's really going on, not accepting information just because you are told it is the truth. It is waking up to the idea that there is a story behind the story. It is freeing yourself from the chains of control. How does one become woke and free?
Make the decision. Commit to a woke and free lifestyle and never look back. Subscribe to the educational and entertaining phenomenon of a podcast at wokenfree.com, WOKENFREE.com, and you will tune in every week for Woke and Free Wednesday for an unforgettable show you can't get enough of.
Woke and Free is more than a podcast. It is a way of life.
From the good people down at Spotify here in sunny Philadelphia, this is Quincy Stallworth with Quinn's Questions. Interview Gabrielle Chapman of Gabrielle Chapman and the Vortex. She releases a new album out today, February the 23rd, Friday. The album is titled A Castle on Lava. We listened to the entire album. You get the whole album, but you can't, it's a lot of talking in between. You can't really enjoy the album like you did if you just go to Bandcamp or stream it on other stream platforms. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, and all stream platforms. Stay tuned. Great interview with Gabrielle Chapman and the Vortex. Great talk, fun conversation. It was like we just couldn't stop talking. So, but first, commercials and messages right after this.
Welcome to Mad Music Podcast, hosted by three bold, beautiful Black sisters. Michaela, Alma, and Donnie. The Mad Music Podcast was birthed out of our deep love for music.
We review and discuss the music that madly moves us in a myriad of ways, from topics like cleaning music, the gospel classics that every Black person should know, some of our favorite artists and producers,
even the ones who be embarrassing this show,
Updates on festivals and shows around the country.
Yeah, girl, who we seeing live? We outside.
Those songs that you've slept on over the years.
They are so underrated.
And music scandals past and present.
Girl, I know you lying. We hope we can provide a safe place for you to relax, laugh, and reminisce on all the ways music has impacted your life.
Hello, everyone. This is Quincy Starth. I'm here with the amazing Gabrielle Chapman and The Vortex.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, stop it. Stop.
She's amazing. She's wonderful, and she's here. First of all, as someone who used to work for So Far, I appreciate you being on the show. As a former So Far employee, I want to say thank you for supporting my endeavor, as you are so wonderful. I appreciate you. That being said.
Always.
All right, so you got this new album out. And it's called A Castle on Lava, okay? Now, the floor is lava, all right? That's already the situation in this EP. Six songs, A Castle on Lava. Where did this title come from? Is this a game?
kind of. So it's very symbolic of dark and light, and kind of how castles and beauty have this certain image of like remaining pristine and beautiful and like lighter, just something in the sky. And so I wanted that concept of something very clean to be then brought into the reality of like, what if the foundation of something so beautiful was on fire? Like, what if your beautiful mansion, your castle, is literally on a foundation of lava. Like nothing can, nothing is sustainable, nothing can remain, and nothing can continue to grow, but also nothing else can get in because, right? It goes so deep when the floor is lava, there's no growth that can happen. And so I really wanted to build that whole thing down. I actually got a whole tattoo sleeve and it's the castle and the lava.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. All right,
part of it's in the album cover with like my logo down on the arm. There's like the dragon, which is the first track. But so to bring the whole castle thing in, one of the first songs that GCTV wrote is a song called Kingdom. It's unreleased. We play it out with the band a lot, but it's a song called Kingdom, and it's about I always describe it, I'm like, it's about doing things for yourself, because if you got this for yourself, nobody else can take it away. And the more that I kept writing from that point of view, the more that it just made sense. It just like really rolled out my brand to be about being your own kingdom and your own castle and your own creator. And nobody can take that away from you if you're the one that supplied it. But you got to be careful to not build all this beautiful stuff on lava. And to like sizzle that out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you and I know that from life and experience, but most people don't know that. And, you know, one of the things about lava is hot, very much like a dragon's breath, huh? Segue. All right. So this first song is called Dragon. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. So.
No, like, it's actually Dragon.
Oh.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. It's Dragon.
Oh, okay. You'd be surprised how many artists bring me on. You're like, okay, all right. It's not giraffe, it's giraffe. Okay.
Listen.
Okay. So Dragon, tell us some. So, first of all, who did the production on the song? I really liked it.
So all of the production is done by my producer, Robert Reynolds.
Robert, I love Robert. Now, Robert's a guitarist that I've met many times who is really awesome and incredible. He fishes here in the Philadelphia area. I probably shouldn't be telling all the secrets, but
he loves fishing.
He's awesome at it. He's awesome.
He loves fishing.
He's a magician.
He's great at snowboarding. He's great at guitar. He's great at production. He really does a little bit of all of it. So it's cool because we usually play with a live band, but Rob does all of the instrumentation himself.
He's incredible.
All of it. And Jesus. So he truly is. Because we play live a lot, I was really looking forward to letting this project kind of speak in a more instrumental EDM-y type of way, which we don't usually do. Yeah, right? So he really just... Oh, and then Maverick, who is our engineer, also has a lot of like just free way in adding things that he loves to do. So Dark Matter and Main Character really took a lot of different forms once I brought the different parts of my team onto it.
Right.
And they really just became whole new songs. Dark Matter, when we get to that, is like the whole half of it ends up being like this whole instrumental breakdown. And Dragon has a very, We gotta listen to it.
All right, we're gonna play it now. For those of you listening, I'm with the amazing Gabrielle Chapman and the Vortex. This is from their latest EP out today on Friday. Just a great day. A Castle on Lava. You can find this available on Spotify, iTunes, and all streaming platforms. But is this available on Bandcamp, Gab?
It should be, yes.
It should be, and that means you should just go get it off Bandcamp where you can pay the artists more bang for the buck. Go to Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. Go and support real music. This is Gabrielle Chapman with Dragon.
Salvation exists in your memory. What you created leaves a history. Make me a dragon, can you imagine? I'd set the world on fire, watch it burn down. Feed on the soil, sacrifice like a warrior. Had to me and buy us tattoo. Save our souls. Had to be in bias, had to take control. Pretend to be bulletproof, but we still bleed. Trying to live forever, alternate reality. Pretend to be bulletproof, but we still bleed. Trying to live forever, alternate reality. Sweep it under the rug, just won't cut it. Prayers up above, but no one's coming. Had to be in bias, had to save our soul. Make me a dragon, can you imagine? I'd set the world on fire, watch it burn down. Feet on the soil, sacrifice like a warrior. Had to be in bias, had to save our soul. Had to be in bias, had to take control. Be bulletproof, but we still bleed. Trying to live forever.
Oh my goodness, Dragon was incredible. We just finished listening to Dragon, everybody, with the amazing Gabrielle Chapman. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right. Yes. That sounds like Fishtown, doesn't it? It does. It does. It really does. So Dragon was awesome. Now we're gonna keep it moving, keep it grooving to the next song on this EP titled A Castle on Lava. You have Hell of a Time. Now, do you want to say anything about Hell of a Time? Oh, who did the production on this one?
Robert Reynolds did the production on the whole John.
Okay.
This was me and Rob, and then Maverick again mixed everything, and then Electric and mastered everything.
Oh.
And so sonically, that's how this specific mix came to be. But Hell of a Time started with a little noodle that Rob sent me. That's how all of our songs kind of start. And I immediately, I love writing about what I'm doing wrong and can do better. Something about me loves pointing out what isn't good enough and what I hate, and then talking about the transformative journey of that.
You're introspective.
Super introspective. Super introspective.
People pay therapists a lot of money just to get there.
Listen, I did 1 year of therapy and it was me doing a lot of talking. I realized he was like, "You're so self-aware." I was like, "Okay, then fix me, bitch." But yeah, so this is this is a very self-aware song, and it's called Hell of a Time because obviously that can mean fun, something so much fun, it's a hell of a time, but also the opposite of that, where it's hell of a time, which is a bad word and a bad feeling and a bad place. And it's kind of how I can live in between both. And it's a song about procrastination and drinking too much and letting what you had to do that day just slip through your fingers. That's a bunch of it is slipping through my fingers. And it is really just talking about how you really can either go down a downward spiral, which is awesome and creative, or you can go down a downward spiral where it isn't productive and it doesn't lead to anything and you're self-sabotaging and you are, and it's just a hell of a time. And so that song's about drinking too much and partying and being in the same clothes from yesterday and how sometimes maybe that's not the most conducive to the lifestyle that you want. But the reality of the industry that I've signed up to be in is that it's a lot of people buying you drinks and a lot of late night hours and a lot of, you know what I mean? Sometimes I go to rehearsal after working a double shift and then I have a show afterward and it's like, holy crap, the only way I'm going to make it through this is if you pour me a glass of red and white. It's like, pour it up, red and white. And then the beat that drops in that Rob made is just super, like, heavy and more EDM-y. I have a soft spot for super heavy dubstep music. I grew up going to raves and stuff. And so I love that this has a little bit more of a dance break in between where you can sip your beer and you can smoke a joint during it and you can kind of just, like, disassociate out, if you will. And so that's my song about having a little bit too much fun.
Well, a little too much fun equals not enough getting done. All right. That's what we learned. So,
yep.
For those who are listening, I'm with the amazing Gabrielle Chapman of Gabrielle Chapman in the Vortex from her latest EP out today, A Castle on Lava. This is a hell of a time.
Didn't wake up till noon again in the same clothes from yesterday. I'm a terrible influence, but it's a hell of a time. Pour it up, pour it all. Red and white. In a full suit of armor, wear my heart on my sleeve. You cannot, but I won't answer. Protective of my energy. Pour it up, pour it up. Red and white. Slipping through my fingers. All the things I gotta do. Slipping through my fingers. The dance gotten away from us. Slipping through my fingers. Slipping through my fingers. Slipping through my fingers. Slipping through my fingers. The car that lights with my telepathy. I'll consume your soul if you let me, baby. Procrastinate before it's too late. Focus on me. Eye contact, I did. The clock is frozen. I'm melting into nothingness. An empty abyss. Fill me with your kiss. Slipping through my fingers. 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 Slipping through my fingers.
This is Quincy Starr with I'm back with the amazing Gabrielle Chapman of Gabrielle Chapman and the Vortex. Okay. All right. You know, these applause, they're really loud in my ear. I got to talk to someone about turning this down. We just finished listening to Hell of a Time. Very great song. You're very introspective. And now you got this song called Dark Matter on the EP, which is also very introspective. All of this music can be found available on Spotify, iTunes, and all streaming platforms. But you can go to Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. They give the artists more bang for the buck. Why pay? How much is this EP on Bandcamp going to be? Like $7.99?
Yeah, something like that.
Give them that. I'll give it a whole $20.
Woo!
Give her $20.
You know? Yeah, I also take just Venmo. You can send me tips at Venmo. Thank you.
Tips. Yes, you can. Yes. Now you have this song, which is very serious, called Dark Matter. And, you know, this is a very introspective album. And it's been, how long have you been working on this album since your, I guess, your last 2020 album?
Yeah, we've been working on this for about 3 years. We came out with a couple releases in 2021.
Right.
And then we immediately started putting this together.
And you have found that you're very introspective. Okay, you're working a lot of things out. Are you, and for a young artist, are you the same woman you were 4 years ago? Or?
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
No, and it's actually so cool to have that be very blatantly represented in my music. When I first started writing songs, it was like, I love you so much, please don't leave me.
Jesus.
I wrote my name on the wall with yours. You know what I mean? Like, it's so bad.
Right.
It was so, but that's what I thought of love. And I was very about bending over backwards for whoever I was trying to be obsessed with at the moment. And then my songwriting very much changed into being like this song. And the first words are, got me fucked up with another one. Thank you. Got me confused.
Listen, the way you drop that is so soulful. I love it.
Oh my God. There was somebody in my real life whom I just didn't know how to say this to. And so it was enough of me being like quiet and feminine and not speaking my mind and being walked all over, and I just got to a point where I was like, I'm gonna write a song about it. And it's like, I'm done playing these games, and you got me fucked up with another one.
You've evolved so much, because I never knew that part of you. I never knew that person. I've always known you as this strong independent artist who really, if you came to a show for a venue, it was like, you know, we didn't have our shit together. You would say, Quincy, get your shit together. And I got my shit together based on how you interacted with me. I never knew this woman that I could gaslight we don't have it. Okay, you'll just have to deal without it. You wouldn't let me live like that. You wouldn't. No. You've evolved.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you phrase things correctly, that everyone can learn from each other. And so I definitely used to be, well, the thing is that, like, I don't just automatically like everybody. And so in my villain story, there are very few people who my eye hits and just goes, whoo, I gotta have it. And so I become pretty obsessed with the concept of whatever it might be. And at the end of this song, Dark Matter, it says, just a little bit obsessed, just a little bit jealous.
Mm.
And it's saying, and it says, run away while you can. Like, leave right now, you'll thank me later. And it's about, like, that crazy sociopathic part. I don't know if everybody has this, but I am about to, like, it just gets weird. It gets crazy. I'm about to murder people. Not actually. Please don't call anybody. But it just gets so weird and dark inside when you aren't in a healthy relationship. Mm. But to be in a healthy relationship, you need to set boundaries and you need to state your desires and you need to respect what you're saying and you need to bring it up again.
Now, that is very mature of you, what you're saying. Right? And I believe with every fiber of my being, that's who you are, because that's who I know you are. But one of the things that I've noticed with the way you are, you also attract people who are looking for a mommy.
Ooh, Quincy, I wasn't going to say it. Thank you, though.
And you know, you have done the work to get where you are. And there are people who they want a mommy because they don't want to have to do the work to get to where they need to be. And I'm sure that becomes problematic.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Oh, okay. But again, there's just two sides to every story. And I think
I like your some
side people
better.
Work better. I think some people work together better than others, but I definitely try to think of all the positives and the negatives that things bring out. This was just definitely me being like, hold up, you can't act like that anymore.
All right. Well, for those of you listening, you heard it. This is the amazing Gabrielle Chapman from Gabrielle Chapman in the Vortex. We're talking about her latest EP out today, Friday. It's A Castle on Lava is the title, and the name of this song, which unlike any other is phenomenal, this is Dark Matter.
I don't want to play your games no more. Play your games no more. Play your games no more. Play your games, got me fucked up with another one. Think you got me confused. You leave me on red for 2 hours and shoot me a maybe or some other excuse.
Run away.
All right, everyone, we're back. And we just finished listening to Dark Matter, very serious song, very serious content. Now we're going to listen to an interlude. Now, I love interludes in albums. What made you choose to do an interlude?
So this is, it's a full story. So this takes you from almost jumping off of the edge and being very in your feelings and being very manic, if you will. And I wanted that like dark white noise that's really loud, that's kind of consuming all your thoughts. I wanted that to be carried over from the last track before we kind of make it a little bit lighter in the ending. So this interlude, Neverland, is again going into that whole like following the artist's experience of you're in these weird toxic relationships, you're staying out all night, you're in crowds with people that are strange and they're pretending to know you and they're like wanting so much from you. And as a performer, there's a lot of giving that's involved. And so at the end of the night, this is what this song is about. At the end of the night, when everybody has been up in your face, who's the person that you want to go home with? Like, who's the person that you don't have a script for? The person that you don't have to dress up for. You can go over there with pajamas. You can go over there and not have anything to say. I feel, right? So at the end of the night, I very much feel the last words are, no questions, just wait. I want to ride home with you. And it says it's exhausting being life of the party. It's exhausting being star of the show. And everybody wants your attention, but who do you want to give it to? Who's that person that kind of fills up your cup? Who's that person that you want to be with and doesn't keep draining your energy? That's what this is about.
Wow. For those of you listening, I'm with the amazing Gabriel Chapman of Gabriel Chapman in the Vortex. We're listening to her interlude section of her latest EP out today, Friday, February 23rd. This is Neverland.
You listen to my dialogue, but I don't need a script for you. Got a backstage ticket with your name on it. A one-way flight to Neverland. I put liquor in my green juice. Run a mile after I kill a man. It's exhausting being life at the party. It's exhausting being star of the show. No questions, just wait. I want to ride home with you.
Hello, everyone. We're back with the amazing Gabriel Chapman of Gabriel Chapman in the Vortex. We're talking about her latest EP, A Castle on Lava. This is Gabriel Chapman. And Gabriel, we just finished listening to a great interlude called Neverland. Let's talk about this really good song called Main Character, which I love. I've heard you play this live several times. You probably were like, what do you mean? But I do love this song. I do appreciate it. Can you talk about this song? And could you tell the listening audience what the song's about? Because I know what it's about. It's really good, but could you tell?
Yes, of course. Oh, this song is really important to me. I think I was telling you, this one track is the reason that the whole project was prolonged for longer than expected, because it just wasn't the right feel. It started off very mellow, because the beginning, it does start off very mellow. We actually recorded some backup vocals in Maryland. We went all the way over there and had this weekend recording session. And so a lot of those intro vocals and the ending vocals were recorded there, and that stuff stayed. But the vibe remained very soft, and I felt like the more that I did perform it live, the more that the root of what I'm trying to say is a little bit like I have to repeat it a couple times, and the volume needs to be enhanced so that the last time I'm yelling it at you and you get it, because the song is basically talking to myself. And something that comes up a lot is I have this, I really want radical accountability. I've been trying to claim radical accountability for myself, and that's been something that I have definitely struggled with.
Accountability. What is that?
Radical accountability is just holding yourself accountable for absolutely all the tomfoolery and all the awesomeness that you are providing. And so when you take a step back and are self-aware, you need to be the observer, right? You need to be like, first of all, let me actually take a look at what my actions are and what am I lying to myself about?
Mm.
And so those are the intros. I have another song called Side to Side, and the intro is also liar, liar. It says it a billion times. And so when main character happened and the intro is also, I've been lying to myself, keep hiding for some reason.
Mm.
And I think that a lot of people in today's day and age, it's like, put the best photos of you up, talk about all the most amazing things that you did. But then when it's late at night and you're alone and you're fucking crying on the bathroom floor, you're thinking of all the things that were wrong. I remember the thing that I did wrong 10 years ago, but I forget all the accolades that I'm given. I really strongly hold on to the negative.
Yeah, you're so true. Because, I'm not hitting on you. You're extremely beautiful.
You can
say that to you 1,000 times. You don't, it doesn't even faze you.
Well, because that's insulting to me. I'm like, tell me about anything.
I didn't get to the next level yet.
Okay.
You're also incredibly talented of a vocalist, but that's not all. You make really good vocal choices, very much like a really talented actor does on a theater stage. There are things that you do vocally that I wouldn't think to do vocally or even to tell someone to do vocally. You also have a unique ability to control your vocal. This is live performance stuff. I mean, you'll hear good vocals on the album, but once you see Gabriel Chapman in the Vortex Live, you'll see what I'm saying. You have a unique ability to control how much power you're giving. There are a lot of vocalists who are really good, but they literally are blowing their voices out by the end of the day. They don't have someone, they need a producer to say, okay, sing loud here, bring us off there. Sing loud here, bring us off there. And on top of, it's a cake. Just the icing is just the beauty. One of the most interesting things about you is your breath control. A lot of people have a good tone. Lots of people. My mom, my grandmom, my cousins, everybody. But very few people have great breath control. And you have, you. I don't know if you're doing a lot of crunches or whatever. You have great breath control.
Thank you so much. And it really is. I teach as well. And I grew up in theater. I'm a theater kid at heart. And so I do think about the ensemble, and I think about the whole story, and I think about how there is an unveiling of parts, and there has to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. I also know that as a belter, a loud person, I'm just a naturally loud person.
But you have focus.
Though, Quince, once upon a time, my producer was like, Gab, listen, put it in your pocket.
You're the main character. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you're the main character. I think there's a little bit of guilt on your part for being the main character, but you are the main character. There's nothing wrong with that.
So if you're the main character, and again, this is why I wrote the song. I always introduce it and I go, is anybody cursed with being a main character? Because it's not always a good thing. Because if you're just,
I'm not saying it's a good thing. What I want you to understand is that there's a certain amount of, there's an accountability that comes with being the main character. For example, you think of all your favorite movies with your greatest female leads. We'll talk about Aliens, okay? Let's say Sigourney Weaver just said, F that little girl, I'm hopping in this escape pod and I'm leaving. So now the main character has taken the story in a place where we, the audience, have not learned how to follow. We don't know how to be strong. But she goes after this little girl named Newt and saves her and kills the queen alien. That's what the main character does. The main character is an inspiration for all of us. I'm not saying the song that you wrote is wrong. I agree with the song. I love the song. I'm saying you need to accept the fact that you are the main character and you need to guide and lead us.
Yes, that's exactly it, Quince. And so when you're the main character, it's ultimately like, if people are following, you need to have somewhere great where everybody's going, and you kind of need to take that next level of like, actually, I have something great to offer. And so I take pride in being a leader, and I take pride in that. Going back to the first track, Dragon, it is about how if I introduce this one and I go, if I was in charge of saving the world, I would kill us all. And it talks about how if I was a dragon, I'd set the world on fire, watch it burn down. And then in main character, it's that same feeling of when you're in charge, you have to make really difficult decisions.
Yes.
And it might not be what everybody wants to hear, and it might not be the easiest thing to do. But ultimately, when you're radically accountable for everything around you, you have to make these crazy decisions that some people are going to be pissed off about. I'm writing about the waves of that mindset.
We should listen to the song.
Can we?
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. For those who listen to this, is Gabrielle Chapman of Gabrielle Chapman of Vortex from her A Castle on Lava EP out today, Friday, February 23rd. I want to say another month, but who knows? This is Main Character.
it's been written. I'm more than what's been written.
Hello, everyone. We're back. Just finished listening to Main Character. If you listen to that previous conversation before Main Character, you will find out that Gabriel Chapman and I were saying the same thing. Now, the crazy thing is, this would be a great thing for therapy to listen to. Because I'm going to be like...
Oh, my God. Real story. Like I said, I went to therapy for a year. Uh-huh. And then I got a text message one day. And I have deep-rooted abandonment issues, Quince. And he literally goes, I'm making a career change. You need to find
Jesus
a new therapist.
Christ.
And so, listen... Oh, he is not. Listen, anyway.
I love abandonment issues. I have them. I love them.
It leads to great content.
Content. But what I try not to do, I try not to abandon people. I found that it is better for people, because I don't want to be like those people who've done that to me. And I find it is better for people to just distance themselves, you know, on their own terms. And, you know, and you know, don't be that jerk, okay?
Wow, this is a great leeway to a good riddance.
I was going to say that. Oh my God, great minds.
Good riddance to some things, right?
Good riddance. You know. One time, I had a girlfriend who we lived together, and she was just not feeling me anymore. I'm not a thug. I'm not adventurous. I'm a go to work, come home. And eat TV dinner type guy. I'm very simple. And she wanted adventure and excitement. And so she took everything I owned and left. And I'll
she
never
took all of your belongings.
This is longer than, actually, it's probably happened the same year you were born, like 30 years
ago.
Oh my
God. 30 years.
So I'll never forget, I went to the freezer and she had taken the ice trays. And I was wow. And my mother was like, oh, you should call the cops, or you should call this, and you should do that, and you should go and file a report. And I said, Mom, that was the price I paid to get rid of her. Good riddance. Hello.
Wow. Wow. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
All right.
I'm going to twist that, though, because good riddance and a lot of the things that I write about are from the standpoint of, like, I want the listener, which, like, as the writer, it was my perspective. I want the listener to finish the EP and write down some things that they need to work on within themselves. So Good Riddance is about, when I introduce this, I go, who is sick and tired of their own shit? And I got to a point in my life where if anything was going to change, as the main character, I was responsible for rewriting what the heck I wanted to happen. And I, again, going back to hell of a time and my bad qualities and how you can choose to lean in a negative direction for a couple days too long. I know that there's parts of my personality that are very dark. There's some shadow selves that I haven't fully explored. And if I let myself go, it isn't good. It isn't good for me. It isn't good for anybody. Mm. And so the concept of good riddance and even claiming these things and being able to say out loud, like, I can get better at this. I need some help in this. I think that I would, you know what I mean? I would feel better about myself and I would be more of who I want to be if these things were changed. For a long time, I was like, what are you talking about? This is just me. That's just the way that I am. Like, fuck you. If you don't like that, like, whatever. You don't get it. You don't get it. I'm serious. I was raised very much a fighter, and whoever yells the loudest wins. And I realized that is just so not how you change and how you grow for the better. And so the first words of Good Riddance are, my flesh wounds deep, scar tissue heals with melanin, never lets me forget what happened. And it's like, when it's the end of the night, when it's just you, and when it's the reality of what you think about at night that keeps you up, that haunts you, what is still there? You're always going to remember those things. And so you're either going to let it crumble you, or you're going to let it be a, like a pillar of strength and something to grow off of. And so saying goodbye to that, to the old self, and hello to the new you that you want to be, and kind of like leaning into what that person would do and what that person would say and how that person dresses and what time that person wakes up and how that person treats other people. I never thought about that. Like, I know that that sounds so horrible, but I never thought about that growing up. And so I was very a main character, just existing in my own, like, doo-doo-doo. And the more that people have things to say, the more that you hurt people's feelings, you offend people, you can rub people the wrong way, you leave a bad taste in their mouth. And I heard comments back that I didn't even know that I was coming off that way, that I was being perceived that way. Things in my relationships were coming up where it was like, oh, wow, like maybe I'm the problem. And until you realize that you're the problem, it just, nothing changes. Right? So anyway, this, I feel like now when this song, when this EP is out, I have so much work to do because I'm saying so much. I'm saying so much and something that so many people need to hear. But it's also very much like a day-by-day trial and error thing in order to be your best self. And so every day I say good riddance the shit that I'm like, oh, no. No, I don't like her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys heard it. This is Gabriel Chapman of Gabriel Chapman and Vortex from her A Castle on Lava EP. This is Good Riddance.
Tissue heals with melanin. Never lets me forget, lets me forget what happened. Never lets me forget, lets me forget what happened. It takes 6 months, maybe a year. There's towels sitting over, they want to start home.
Oh my God. God. Thank you so much, Gabrielle Chapman. Have I pronounced your name at all right? I've been saying Gab, Gabe. I've been all over the place.
Gabrielle Chapman. Thank you so much. No, Quincy, thank you for always supporting. It really means a lot.
You are the best. Out today, A Castle on Lava, this Friday. Listen to you. You know what I need everyone to do? Go to Bandcamp, buy it, and then put it on like Spotify and stream it. Put it on repeat. Put it on repeat.
Accidentally fall asleep with that.
Oh yeah. Put it on repeat at night and just let it play all weekend. And then come back to work on Monday thorough, clean. You did the work. You know what, here's an idea. You know, are you doing a vinyl album with this?
You know, I'm not sure yet, but that sounds like a great little holiday thing.
Put a notebook on the back of that vinyl album, at least a notebook art, so people can write down stuff about themselves. You know they got a journal app on Apple now. No, yeah, for iPhone.
Oh my God. That note memo thing. There's like 7,000 of them in mine.
Oh, I love that thing. I write in my journal, my Apple journal every day. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful night and weekend. We'll have a great weekend. And we love you and appreciate you. And we look forward to hearing from you, more music from you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Quincy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Your brand is operating on your behalf 24 hours a day. And brand consistency builds confidence. At 1030 Designs, we help you build brand confidence by creating cohesive logos, social media posts, websites, and marketing materials so your audience knows who you are at a glance. We're here to help, and we're ready to get busy for you. Visit us at 1030designs.com today. That's 1030designs.com.
I want to send a special thank you to the amazing, talented Gabrielle Chapman of Gabrielle Chapman and the Vortex. The album, the EP is titled A Castle on Lava, available on Spotify, iTunes, and all streaming platforms. I would recommend you go to Bandcamp. Bandcamp gives the audience more bang for the buck. You could give her more money. And all of us could use a bit more money, but some of you have it and you're pretending that you don't. That's Gabrielle Chapman of Gabrielle Chapman in the Vortex. Next week, we'll have my mentors. I like to call my mentor. He's a friend, a photographer by the name of Marshall Rice. Hopefully, next week, I get all this stuff together. You know, some interviews are going to be on here this year that you're going to be like, I don't know this person, but these are people who I really like, and I think you should learn from them too. You should follow up on them. Marshall Rice, former U.S. National Guard Air officer. We want to send a special shout out to the amazing people over at Spotify. We want to thank the crew and the people at 1030designs.com. We also want you to look out for our Mill Street Music Program. It's an intimate music space. It's not ripoff so far, but they needed something in South Jersey and I couldn't get anybody to listen. So, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, make your own way when you're trying to make a way. Is Burger King a ripoff of McDonald's? No. Maybe a little bit. Not even close. They can't get the golden fries right. Where was I? And we also want to thank you for all listening. It's been a pleasure doing these episodes. Sometimes I forget. It feels like a struggle, but it's not. It's actually a pleasure. I enjoy doing them. So thanks so much. And please enjoy this great music. This is Gentleman by Vandla. ¶¶
Thank you.